We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You know, we can't worry about what it feels like. We have to take the same approach we've taken all season and focus on the next game, and we'll continue to do that. You know, that's really all we can ever do.
Matt's looked really good the first three innings. What happened in that fourth?
Well, you know, it just comes down to the pitcher. You know, he's 0 for 37, and then we give up a hit. You know, pitch up out over the plate, and he got a base hit, and that kind of opened up the floodgates. But you're right, Matsy was cruising. I really was impressed the way his breaking balls were actually performing in this atmosphere, and it looked like, oh man, he's gonna have a really good day today. And you know, and then the pitcher comes up and gets a big hit.
Mickey, in that sixth inning, you guys were threatening at first and third, one out, and you went with your man, Panic. Was Ramos good to go tonight, or was he unavailable?
Yeah, we had him, Frazier, they're all available. The one thing that we knew was that lefties hit Senzatella really well, and we ended up getting two lefties hitting off of him, and we just didn't come through. You know, we were prepared that if they brought in the lefty to face Guillorme or Panic, we could then pull those guys back, burn them, and then put up one of the righties. But right there, we love the matchup, and you still have Frazier and Ramos with four or five innings left to try and do some damage and help you out later. You know, I think we talk about these a lot. You really can't. You know, I think from year to year they change. So there's really no rhyme or reason to it. You really can't. You know, today it was just the pitcher got a hit. So you know, it's unexplainable sometimes.
Essentially, just luck in your eyes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, just how it goes. Yeah, he got the wind knocked out of him pretty good. So we had to go out there and get winded ourselves to give him some time to catch his breath.
Looked like he hit his right side, but he was grabbing his left. Is that because of last night?
Yeah, well, no. Just he hit the wall on his right side, and I guess this the whole jarring, he was having trouble catching his breath. So.
You ever see a first baseman run out to check on the left fielder?
I was wondering what Pete was doing when he was running back after I ran in. I don't know. I've never seen that.
Again, that play in the seventh with Pete, did he think Rosario was going to be at the bag, and then when he wasn't, pivot to first?
Yeah, it looked like he was going to go to second, you know, feed it to Rosie. Rosie was a tad late, but it looked like he still would have gotten there, and by that time, Pete turned around and tried to get it to Seawald, and it was just too late. You know, you probably just go right to the pitcher in that instance, unless the shortstop's, you know, really there.
You kind of
are surprised. You know, we got to that guy early, and he held us down from there. You know, we had, and in this ballpark, anything can happen, and you do. You keep your hopes up even at the end there. You think, oh, okay, Nimmo walks, and we hit back-to-back homers. It's a tie ball game. So, yeah, we always surprised we didn't tack on some more. Yeah, there have been some of those. You know, I think on a whole, he's done a pretty good job. You know, I think he hauled a lot of innings last year, made a lot of starts for the first time in his career, and he continues to improve. I think he's a better pitcher now than he was last year. So, you know, you gotta evaluate him on the whole and understand that there's going to be a few bad ones in there. And there's going to be some really good ones, and it's the ones in between that kind of identify who a pitcher is. And I think those ones in between for Matsy have been really solid. Thanks, Mike.